Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, the cattle futures market today was under quite a bit of pressure. January feeders finished 42 lower at 141.02. That was 87 cents off the low. So January, which is the front month and expires in about 9 trading days, did come back and was the strongest of all of the feeder cattle. Marches, on the other hand, were at 141.55. That finished down $1.27 and roughly 30 cents off of their their daily contract low from earlier in the day. Right at the open this morning, we went through the previous low, which was right at 142. And the next low goes all the way back to the first part of December on December 4th at 140.35. So that'll be kind of the next target, and that's only $1.30 lower than where we closed here today. Now, live cattle under quite a bit of pressure too, $1.47 lower in February. Looks like the winter storms have kind of blown through, and at this point going on, there's not a whole lot or high odds of additional winter storms to cause a whole lot of disruptions. So we'll start watching the forecast 2 and 3 weeks out, and then once you get past February, of course, that sort of goes away. Box beef at midday was stronger. Choice was 59 cents higher at 215.85. Select was 15 cents higher here at 211.01. Oklahoma City yesterday was called 2 to 6 lower, which put that feeder cattle index at 142.05.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain markets had a mixed day today. Beans mid-morning started to sell off. There was a headline out of Financial Times talking about the U.S. had rejected a preparatory trade talk. And so the fact that the U.S.-Chinese headlines today are actually a little bit negative and had beans down 6 to 7 cents, corn closed down 2.5. But wheat, on the other hand, was about 4 cents higher. There were quite a few or at least two international purchases. Syria bought 2 separate lots of 200,000 metric tons, one of them from Russia, the other they opened the tender from anywhere in the world. And then export inspections this morning were actually bullish corn and neutral for wheat and neutral for beans. There are some headlines here out of the USDA. It says that all Farm Service Agency offices will soon reopen despite partial government shutdown, and that the deadline to apply for the market facilitation program has been extended to February the 14th, which it was January 15th. So they've added some time onto that program. And then overall, the stock market and outside markets are under quite a bit of pressure here, with the stock market down 435 points in the Dow. S&P's down about 51 points. Crude oil and natural gas prices are also under pressure here this morning. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.